Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Wrapping up the last hour of the week. It's been a fun week, Raj. Yeah. Our man Justin Moore, we may hear from him around 9:30. You know, he was in San Jose, California, and for a couple of days doing a charity golf tournament, which was his tournament, doing concerts out there. And now he's going all the way over to Pennsylvania, doing a concert in Pennsylvania tonight. So you heard him yesterday. He was pretty gassed.
His voice was going out.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, he's got a big concert Friday night in Fayetteville next week. So, again, if Arkansas takes care of business against A&M, it'll be a monster weekend in Fayetteville, maybe one of the biggest
ever. And if they
ever.
Don't?
If they don't, it'll still be a big weekend.
It'll still be a big weekend. You know what? Here's what I'm even thinking. We beat the Razor, we beat A&M, and then we go to and we play Alabama. Say something happens and we get cheated and we lose to Alabama.
Yes.
Because that's the only way it can happen.
Okay.
I don't think we drop out of the top 10.
Well, it depends on how close we play them. I don't think that's what I'm talking about. We lost last year, and I think we might have moved up.
That's what I'm talking about, because we'll move up.
But anyway, don't bring negative into me.
I didn't say we lost. I'm talking about cheating refs.
In studio now, we have Chris Jones, who is a Democratic nominee running for governor. And great to have you, Chris.
Great to be here.
Last time I saw you, I saw you at the Touchdown Club.
Yes, Sam Pittman. Epic session.
Yeah. For those that don't know, of course, as you know on this show, we don't go into politics. We don't talk about people and what they're up to. And the first thing that I want to
know as much about politics as we do giving birth,
which is
zero.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's not,
well, there's not even on that scale.
There's two things. First of all, you are so more intelligent. I'm even a major walking in this studio because you're a nuclear engineer.
True.
MIT. You're.
And I heard from my good friend Daniel Campbell and Becky Barnes Campbell. That your wife has got a little bit more on you.
She got a whole lot.
She's
more
a doctor.
What
kind of doctor
is
she?
My coverage on that one. She's an ER doc, a combat veteran in the Air Force.
Oh wow!
And the state medical director for disaster preparedness.
Wow!
She was at the finish line during the Boston Marathon bombing, working.
Is that right?
Yeah, so she experienced it all.
Mrs. Jones, when you have the three letters, listen, if you want to sing, you go right ahead. You might get some votes that way. MIT, Roger, when you hear those three words, MIT.
You know what I think of?
What you think of?
What?
You could talk down to me.
All somebody needs to hear is that you got a full that you went to Watson Chapel High School.
Watson Chapel Wildcats.
You grew up in Pine Bluff. Went to Watson Chapel. You got a full scholarship from NASA.
Yeah, that was nothing
to God. To study physics and math at Morehouse College.
I was sacking groceries.
That's right.
I was working at Foot Locker too.
Well, here's the deal, though. All right, we got to find out.
I worked at Foot Locker.
All right. Well, of course you did. Well, listen, that's a. What do you call it? Entry level gig?
I was on the front line.
If that wasn't enough, then you go on to study nuclear engineering as well as technology and policy at MIT. You got two master's degrees there.
Yeah.
And so,
you hang a floating shell.
Real well.
But
the books might not stay up, though.
I'm going to tell you that, how can I give a hint? Roger's going to know this, and RJ, when I give this hint, that what you and I have in common is that me, and Jerry Jones have something in common.
Uh-oh.
That hint should be enough for Roger or RJ to
know. I know you don't have a helicopter.
Uh-uh.
I don't know about you.
And Jerry Jones.
I don't have as many zeros in my bank account as
me. You're smarter than Jerry.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I got it.
Where you from?
Only children.
No.
Three girls?
No. I'll tell you what. I don't want to take any more time. We have a special day coming up.
You all have the same birthday?
No way.
October 13th.
What?
October
13th. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, you know I love you now.
You're 1977.
I am.
I'm 1981. Well, I'm 1981. 1963. I'm talking about my high school graduate. October 13th.
I'm going to add one more to you. My wife.
No way.
Yes. October 13th.
Stop it.
1976.
Did y'all just become best friends?
I love you, dude.
First of all, you and your wife have the same birthday.
Same birthday. Her maiden name's Jones, too.
Shut up.
Don't worry. I checked. We're not related.
Is that right? That is crazy.
Is she from Arkansas?
No, she's raised in Alabama.
Then you ain't.
Now you played football. You better watch out for him.
I'm a fan.
You play football.
October 13th.
Happy birthday, Libra. That's exactly right. Now Roger's only a few days after me.
Yeah. Oh, you're Libra too?
I'm 18th. Yeah. I'm on the 18th.
And RJ's not far.
Yeah, what? I'm 26.
Yeah, so we're all the same ballpark.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And the other part of it is we were born in the same year. This is like the movie Twins.
Twins.
You can see which one was DeVito. And which one?
Were you born in the same hospital too?
No, I don't think so.
I'm a Florida kid.
I think we were both C-sections, though.
But how crazy is that? I saw October 13th.
How about that?
You played football at Watson Chapel. So what are your memories? Who was your football coach at Watson Chapel?
Coach Hayden was there. Man, you...
That's okay. Well, Coach Hayden's fine enough. And so what positions did you play?
I played strong safety. I played corner.
Okay.
Because I was fast, but not the fastest. And I was strong, but not the strongest.
Were you pretty good?
Was the team pretty good?
Okay,
I thought I
had a football career.
Yes.
And I was on the trajectory.
Okay.
Right? So it would have changed my life.
Okay.
And then in the 11th grade, I blew my knee out.
Okay.
But then you fixed it right there on the field. You performed surgery on yourself.
It was game on.
That's it.
So I actually had to sit out my 11th grade year.
Okay.
And I really wasn't that good.
Were you a track too? Were you okay? What was your track events?
I did the mile relay. Okay. And the 800 and the pole vault.
You did the mile relay.
I did the mile relay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you have straight A's in school, high school? I presume so. If you're going to study,
is that something else y'all had in common?
NASA, NASA didn't offer me a scholarship to study nuclear engineering. So yeah,
I had a B in.
I was going to say, if you ever made a B, you made one B in your life.
I bet your daddy would smack you for making a B. In the college, man, I failed a class.
Okay.
What was it, though? Here's the thing. What was it?
Quantum physics. Listen, I know about that. I've watched Avengers. I've seen how that works.
Are you kidding me? My favorite TV show based on a true story, Quantum Leap.
Yeah, I love Quantum Leap.
The original. Now, you know the new one comes out next week.
Yeah, but I like the original.
Of course you got to like Sam Beckett. Are you kidding? Come on now. I wanted my son to name their first child Sam Beckett.
I took the class again and I passed it.
Look at you. The other thing that people may not know, you were one of the directors at the Innovation Hub.
Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
education, entrepreneurship. We had 3D printers, laser printers, wood shop welding, screen printing, you name it.
Very cool stuff.
And when COVID happened, we pivoted and did virtual learning, but we also provided PPE, personal protective equipment, across the whole state.
What have you done since then? After you left there?
When I left there, I jumped into the ring.
Okay, so that was you went straight from there to this. Okay,
you didn't think about going back to Foot Locker?
Yeah, hey, I was on the front line of Foot Locker.
What Foot Locker? Is that here?
I worked in Foot Locker in the Pines Mall, and then I worked in Foot Locker in college. Because look, my folks didn't have a lot of money, so I had to make ends meet, and I worked at Foot Locker.
Well, what did your folks do? Because obviously you come from good stock.
Yeah.
So what did your parents do, or is there somebody in your grandparents?
My grandfather drove a truck. And he had a third grade education. Also, my grandmother had third grade education. Jesse Tarns was his name. His call name was Hound Dog.
Okay,
Dog
like Tarns. That.
Yeah.
Like that.
And he would always say, "Big man, get an education, because when you get it in your head, no one can take it out." And that's what drove me to get an education. My mom's a lifelong educator. Right. My dad's a preacher.
Okay.
Oh,
he sold insurance. He worked on Cotton Belt and got laid off, and he sold insurance. And so it was hard work. It was belief in God, and knowing that if you put in the work, then God will provide. And so that's what drove me.
You had a pastor as a father and a teacher as a mother.
Yes.
Wow. Indeed. Holy cow.
Yeah, I was a PK, man, and I survived.
You got siblings?
I have, three. Okay. I have an older brother and an older sister and a younger sister. Four of us total.
Okay. Are you the smartest of the group?
No.
All of you are smart, aren't you?
No, they got me beat.
I mean, you can't in that household, Roger and RJ.
It's like being kid of Jesus.
Oh, you can't come in. You can't.
What have you done for your brother?
Yeah, yeah. Trivia night is just impossible.
Yeah. First of all, you're smart. You're smart as ever. I mean, the smartness in that family, and then you have to be. You got preacher. You know, you're not late for Sunday
school. Coming up next week at Boudreaux's, Chris Jones is going to have his own trivia team.
Wow. It was all
about hard work, though, man.
Well, and your parents still around?
They are. My mom, she had a stroke 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually fine now.
Okay, good.
Which is a blessing. And she retired from school after that, from teaching after that. My dad's still pastoring. He still sells insurance. My dad is in better shape than most 20-year-olds I know.
Okay.
Yeah, so they take really good care of themselves.
Is he still preaching?
He's still preaching.
And what church does he preach
at? He's at Good Faith Carr Church, Methodist Church in Pine Bluff.
He's a Methodist, okay.
Yeah, United All right. Methodist, yeah. He's from Hughes.
Okay.
My mom's from Stevens.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, so your siblings are here in the state, or they're all over the place?
So my sister is traveling the country with her husband and six kids in an RV.
Okay.
You got real quiet there.
Talking about family vacation.
No, like, six kids. No, like, like traveling. They live
that's
in
what
RV.
They're living. They're, yeah. They're living life that way.
Yes. So, you know, she.
It's, see, they're smart.
Did all your siblings say, Chris, don't get into politics? Did they say, don't do this?
No, they didn't. My younger,
they said,
my
we thought you were
Texas.
Smart.
I know. We'll get it. My older brother, I was saving him for last. My older brother ran for attorney general.
Okay.
Yeah, Leon Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's something you guys have done before. But I tell you, you know, politics today, like I said, we're not obviously want to get into it, but yeah. It's tough. It, man, it's brutal out there, man. It's a lot of anger and both sides.
It
and
is,
just
it
I wish we could get back to where we could disagree respectfully, but that's tough to do.
But,
you know?
But we can do it, though.
I hope you can. Yeah.
And for me, it's about public service, mm-hmm. not politics. And I'm willing to go through the muck and the mess because there are folks out there who are hurting. And my belief always is I follow the second commandment of the Bible. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Sure.
And as long as I do that, I think we can cut through everything else.
Do you guys have kids?
Yeah, we have three beautiful girls.
Okay.
13,
wow, Lord,
9,
mercy.
And 6. Pray for
man,
me.
Man, they probably have not made a B either. Are they all straight-A students? Yes, they are, aren't they? Yes.
They do well.
There's so much pressure in that family.
Look, I'm telling you, I outkick my coverage with my wife.
She's a combat veteran and being able to. What was that deal like? You said the Boston Marathon. What was that like for her?
I dropped her off that morning. It was a normal morning, and she worked with Boston EMS. So they were. You know, she's an EMS person as well, emergency medical services. I dropped her off later in the day. I'm watching TV, sitting around the house, and we lived about a mile and a half from the starting point.
Wow!
So I heard something,
right?
And then I look up on TV, and I'm seeing all the chaos. And I immediately started calling her. It took me an hour to get through to her. And this tells you about who my wife is. Once I got through to her, I said, oh, my gosh, you need to get home now. She said, hold up.
She's there.
She said, no, I do not. I'm exactly where I need to be, and you need to get off this phone.
Wow.
And then
You need to get off the phone. You need to finish laundry. I got things to do. All right, Chris? Calm down. She's calming you down.
Get my dinner
I'm
ready.
Saving lives. You better have it ready.
Right. So she's there at the time. You don't know what else is going to blow up.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so she's dealing,
there.
Yeah.
In the thick of it.
Yeah.
And you know, and she doesn't give up.
Yeah, I bet she's tough as hell.
She'll be in the ER. I mean, she works nights. In the ER.
Yeah.
She sees all kind of craziness.
Yeah, she's tough as nails. Did y'all meet in school?
We met she was in med school. I was in grad school. We met at church. And I fell in love, man.
Man, there's some major excellent gene pool stuff going on here. Between
if I didn't know any better, I think there might be a different letter beside your name on the ballot. I don't know. That's the way I don't even know.
And she's beautiful, too.
Yeah, that's outstanding. It actually is. Yeah.
Well, listen, like your grandfather talked, though.
Yeah.
Third grade education. What'd you call him?
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
Yeah, I called him Pawpaw.
And he drove a truck.
He drove an 18-wheeler. No, he died. My mother's grandmother died, and then my mother's mother died, his wife. A week after we buried my grandmother, he died.
Mm.
And he really died of a broken heart.
Yeah, I believe
they had been married for like 60 years, and he told my mom, I can't go on anymore without her. And so that was a pivotal moment in my mom's life because she lost so much so close to her. But he would, you know, he would actually, if he had lived, I might be a watermelon magnate instead of.
I hear you.
Is that right?
A rocket scientist.
Is that what he sold?
Because he would bring watermelons in. I sold them on the side of the road. And the summer before he died, I had just gotten a contract with a local grocery store.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
So.
Well, what a great story.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what a great story. Listen, super successful.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
You must, before you leave, you have to play Family Feud with us.
Okay.
Do you remember Family Feud?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Probably going to lose, though.
No. Are you kidding me?
No, you can't lose.
There's pressure on you.
You can't lose. My problem is that I really feel bad for you.
You do?
Because I'm going to tell you right now, you should have taken the test. IQ test before you got in here, and when you go take it when you leave here,
down.
It's gonna be a little.
I don't know, but we got October 13th over here. Though.
We do.
Oh my God! So you know what?
We got October 13th over here. Though.
My buddy Jeff Owens, his wife Brandy, their daughter, born October 13th.
Watch out, man!
And natural childbirth.
So how do we want to do the teams on this? What did we decide we were gonna
what do? We got?
I think you said that you and Chris were going to be on a team because y'all share a birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then me and the caller and Roger's going
to
be the host.
Okay. So me and you trying to beat RJ and the caller.
All right.
And so just like you've seen Family Feud played, Roger is the we call him Coat, the king of all trivia.
Who's our contestant?
Go to Donnie. He's been on hold.
First of all, let's get this thing right.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com for more information about your lending needs. Now, let's play the feud.
We got us a good one. look at that's what a buddy of mine just sent me. Qualls, I just showed Chris what you sent me. That's pretty outstanding. All right, once again, what's the teams?
Me and the caller and you, Baz and Chris.
So we play to win, Chris.
We
play to win.
Well, yeah. here's the thing, Chris,
we play to win the game. Yeah,
Chris, I don't know if you know this or not, but the team that I'm usually with is called the Winners.
Until today.
That's exactly right.
All right, Donnie, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Donnie, we're going to play for you and a friend, male or female, to go to Steak Burger Friday today. Starts at 11 o'clock at the butcher shop, and it ends when they're out of burgers, which is usually maybe an hour and a half tops. So you'll want to go get there. You understand your prize, and you're willing to work for that.
Well, I didn't know it was for today only.
Well, it doesn't have to be. You will just get your information. And you'll just have to hold on to it.
I'm a truck driver, and I'm only in on...
Donnie, it's only on. Donnie, it's called Steak Burger Friday because it's only on Friday. Now, will you be able to go one Friday?
Yeah. I will, yeah.
All right, that's fine. All right. Prize valued at somewhere between $7 and $7 million. Your name is your buzzer. You're only going to need it right off the bat. Let me hear your buzzer, Donnie. Oh, that's a quick buzzer.
He's quick.
Let's hear your buzzer, Chris.
Chris.
Excellent buzzer. All right, be the first one to hit your buzzer when you have an answer or a response to this question. I polled 100 people outside of the Splash Car Wash in Maumelle.
Okay.
And I asked them this question. I said, name a Halloween costume of a profession.
Chris.
Ooh, that was a tie. I'm going to go with Chris, our guest.
We'll let Chris go.
Doctor.
A doctor. Wow. That's number one on the list right there.
Shocker.
Number one on the list right there.
You guys get to control the board.
So here it is. Baz and Chris, here it is. That's number one. So four answers remaining on the board.
So, Chris, it's up to you. If you feel like we can get the next four, we should go for it. If you want to let the caller and RJ do their bit, we can defer to them and let them try.
What you want
to
do?
It's up to you.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I feel so intimidated. I'm looking at it. I'm like,
y'all
have
fun.
I know.
I hope you give duck.
I feel like
Doug.
I feel like
Donnie, do not blurt anything. This is on them. Okay,
it's like Chris, go first. Okay, we can talk about guys. You would go. Yeah. Like, what would you say next?
A dentist.
You sure?
That's
now?
What about
a fireman?
That's
going to
be doctor.
Yeah, that's cool. Fireman.
You sure? A policeman?
Fireman.
You want to be sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, fireman, Roger.
Number three on the board is fireman.
Three more to go.
You got three more to go. Number two, number four, number five.
We need to do
nurse.
No, let's
not
go.
Doctor,
let's go,
nurse, doctor, nurse.
Let's go,
okay,
let's go with policeman.
Policeman.
Number two on the board is policeman.
We got one, two, three. Got two.
Feeling now that there may be. Yeah, there's going to be. Let's do it.
Could be tough.
Think about it again. Let me repeat the question to you.
Question.
Name Halloween.
Chris, just remember, if you guys win, Donnie doesn't get his prize.
Good point.
And Donnie's a truck driver. I love truck drivers.
Donnie, hold on. You're still in it, buddy.
Name Halloween costumes that are professions. Name Halloween costumes that are professions.
It wouldn't be a radio talk show.
No, it would not be.
What would you even wear for that? Can you think of anything else?
Would military be a profession that would? Can we do military?
We can try. Let's
military.
Try.
Military.
Strike one.
One strike against you right there.
How about teacher? Teacher?
That's
teacher?
Great idea.
That is a great teacher. Question. You going to stay with it?
We're staying with it.
That is number two on there.
That's two strikes. And we need to pay them, too.
Good point.
And we should.
Good point.
That's a great point right there.
What's another one that would be that you would see?
We didn't say lawyer, did we?
But would you dress up as a lawyer?
We would not.
Okay, or would you?
You might be embarrassed.
Yeah, if you saw a costume.
Yeah, that'd be scary though.
Golly, can you think of anything else?
We said
doctor.
Doctor.
police.
We could try nurse.
Doctor, nurse.
We said radio show host. We didn't say.
What is?
Come on now, come on.
You can do. Keep thinking out. I can read the question again.
Read
if
the question
like.
One more time.
I read the question again. Name Halloween costumes that are profession. You have given the answer of doctor, nurse,
yes.
police officer, and firefighter.
What you got?
How about rock star, like a music
like
entertainer? Yeah, like a musician.
There you go.
You like that one?
I like it. Yes.
He's looking. Yeah.
Come on.
That is three strikes against you. Now, Chris, RJ, you
and Donnie,
you have an opportunity to steal the board. If you get the answer, number three and number four, you will win for your team two Steak Burger Fridays, a prize valued at somewhere between $700,000 and $700,000.
Donnie,
if you miss this,
we're going to talk about this.
They will win it. Right, yes.
Because we're not
it.
In the studio. Yes. Donnie, I've got a couple. You may have one.
Talk about it.
I have either a construction worker or an astronaut. Do you have anything?
Okay. I got a couple. Either a, which is the obvious, a football player or a sports player or.
So you don't have anything that's obvious?
He says sports.
I guess not.
He says sports. He says an athlete.
He said an athlete and a sports guy. What else you got, Donnie?
That's about all I got.
Okay,
all right,
Donnie.
Talk it over.
Donnie, we have three options to go with, and this is for your Steak Burger Friday, so I'm going to let you choose one of the three.
Say your other two again.
Because I said a construction worker or an astronaut.
Yeah, and he said a sports figure. And if you say football, basketball, baseball, whatever, I will let that
fall in.
Yeah.
So which of those three do you want to choose?
Kind of waiting on some hints from Roger. Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. I like the way you're thinking.
Like you,
let RJ pick.
Let RJ pick.
Construction work.
I don't know how you did it. That's exactly
right. Very nice.
Number four was construction worker and Mr. NASA and astronaut.
I cannot believe it.
Yes.
Chris,
how did we miss that?
You got a NASA scholarship.
It was hiding in plain sight. But that's all right, Donnie.
But you are
a winner.
Good job, Donnie.
Yes, Chris,
Donnie, last week was Trucker Appreciation Week, man. I want to thank you for what you do, buddy.
It sure was. Donnie?
Yes, sir.
Who do you drive a truck for?
Brian Coe out of Benton.
Well, all right, my friend.
Well, do you travel all over the place or in-state only or what?
All over the place. I was down in Gainesville, Florida last week. And I took a video of an alligator and said, yo.
You did? Oh,
was you?
Was that the big 13-footer?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Are you married?
I am.
Good. So you do not mess with lot lizards.
I do not.
Donnie,
well, make sure when you get into town on a Friday, go over to the butcher shop.
And hang tight because I got to get some information from you so I can give it to Kevin Case. Right.
Very good. Thank you, Donnie. Thanks for playing.
Hey, Chris, I know you're 5,000 things going on. So great to meet you, man.
Great to meet you, too. Thanks for taking time with me.
Yeah, good luck to you in the campaign. Yeah. I know, listen, my hat's off to anybody who gets out there and does because I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it?
I don't want to do it, so I respect.
Come on now, you're a Libra.
No, I know, but politics is a rough game, and I respect anybody who's out there trying to make a difference.
It's a lot easier.
We
got to
do a joint birthday party one day.
We do. I'll be thinking about you on my birthday. Yes.
What day is October 13th? If it's a Friday.
I think it's a Thursday.
All right, well, you know what? Maybe we do it anyway.
Let's do it anyway.
Because we celebrate both of them all together. Yours and mine. We'll go do it.
And my wife.
Bring her.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my
and Jeff
gosh.
Owens' daughter. It's starting to come together.
That's your wife. It's the craziest thing ever that she's got the same birthday.
Same birthday.
Libra strong.
I like
Libra
the fact.
Libra strong.
Best story is you calling her up during that explosion, and she said, you need to calm down. All right. I'm trying to save lives. If you don't have my dinner on it, just a second. Clear! If you don't have my dinner on the table.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a fresh one.
Well, good luck to you, Chris. Thank you so much for playing our silly games.
Thank you very much.
9:30. When we come back, we may hear from our man JM up in where is he at? Pennsylvania with a concert tonight. It is 9:30 here on Morning Mayhem.